Hello and welcome to eNotes, the podcast series from managed services specialist eno.net. In this edition, we'll be talking to one of the pioneers of managed services in the UK, Chris Cann. Chris was one of the very earliest adopters back in 2001 when, in his then role of head of IT at Martin Kay, he outsourced the firm's IT function to eno.net. Nearly a decade later, and still guiding the firm's IT strategy as an external consultant, Chris will be sharing his views and experiences, as well as offering advice to law firms considering making the switch to managed services. Welcome, Chris. Now, my first question has to be, are the reasons that prompted you to switch all those years ago still valid today?
Yes, I think so. We, back in those days, we were not using IT to its fullest. We had the old green screens, we had very poor support, and most users weren't really using IT at all. We had to get into emails, we had to get into web access, and we needed a good infrastructure and platform from which to do that. That still remains the same today, but more so in that we moved into bulk supply areas for personal injury and for property, and those are heavily reliant upon very reliable IT support and systems. And so we couldn't now afford not to have dial tone reliability out of our IT support and out of our IT infrastructure. The other thing we had to consider at the time that we moved over to outsourcing was whether we wanted to try and build up an in-house IT department. And we knew that there was going to be a lot of hassle over recruiting the right level of people. Going forward, as we were growing into bulk areas, did we really want to be hiring people, trying to find the right people, manage those people, those very expensive people, or could we outsource that to somebody else to do? And in the end, it was a no-brainer so far as outsourcing was concerned.
So imagine you're in at a law firm with your consultant's hat on. What would be some of the indicators, the red flags, if you like, that might indicate a switch to managed services might be opportune?
If you've had a long-standing IT manager that's just about to leave you or just about to retire, that would be a very good time at which to think about outsourcing. If you're getting very poor performance from your IT currently, so you have to be quite honest about that, and if you're currently getting quite poor performance from your in-house suppliers, then you should consider moving on. If your strategic plan is demanding reliable dial tone reliability out of your IT, then you ought to consider outsourcing. If you have a need to upgrade, but a reluctance to use capital to do that, so if you want to do that out of income rather than out of capital resources, then again, outsourcing is an ideal way of doing that. If you're in a volatile market, so you might end up with 1 year with large departments, and then the second or third year you have to reduce in size because you have to move your resources to other areas, then outsourcing again is an ideal way of doing that because you're paying on a per user per month basis.
We know that gauging the real running costs of IT is not always easy, but you do need any comparisons of competing IT delivery methods to be fair. So how does a law firm best set about building a proper business case that accurately costs and evaluates both in-house and managed service routes?
Well, the managed service route is obviously quite easy. You just go out to a managed service provider like Eno and get a quote. And then you know exactly what your cost per user per month is going to be going forward for the period of the contract. Costing the in-house method is a little more tricky. You need to be honest about all of the true costs of delivering IT internally, and a lot of them are hidden in partner time, in staff time, looking after IT, which some firms don't honestly capture the cost of. But you've also got to find a way of putting a value on other added value items that you'll get by outsourcing. Things like 100% uptime, 24/7 access from anywhere in the world, access to many hundreds of thousands of pounds worth per annum of salary bills for an IT department that there's no way you could afford in-house. So there are a whole load of issues, not just the pounds and pence of paying for your servers, that you have to consider when you try and compare the two resources.
Now, law firms do have fairly involved and some might say idiosyncratic setups. Taking these lock, stock and barrel into the cloud, having them delivered as a holistic managed service, well, some partners may doubt it can be done successfully. What reassurances can you offer?
Well, Eno did it for us, basically, and they've continued to deal with our idiosyncrasies over the years. We've been with them 10 years. Every 3 years, we look to see whether they could perhaps be bettered outside or by bringing the service back in-house. But no, they've dealt with us perfectly, and we're not necessarily a very straightforward law firm. I'm not aware of a setup that can't be replicated in the cloud, and Eno certainly have served us very well over the years. Over the 10-year period, we probably started with perhaps 12, 15 applications. Over that 10-year period, we've added another 12, 15. We've changed 12, 15. We've upgraded. We've downgraded. We've moved over to other suppliers. And yet Eno have managed to solve all of those issues and are hosting them and have hosted them for us over the years. We've not actually come up with anything yet that they couldn't cope with.
There are many obvious benefits accruing from managed services, greater cost control, improved resilience, security and business continuity, enhanced business agility, extra resources on tap and easier access to new tools and technologies, a reduced carbon footprint, the list goes on. Are there any less obvious, less tangible gains that law firms should be aware of?
I think the main one, the biggest one for us, or for me, is knowing that for an organisation that's growing, that's dynamic, that's moving around in a very volatile legal market, I think it's knowing that you've got, when you've got an IT question or an issue or a strategic IT issue, you know that you have a man who can. You can pick up the phone and you know that in Eno here, there's going to be somebody who already knows all about the issues that you're facing in the legal marketplace because they've already dealt with it for another customer, or they've recently been trained in university or whatever. They can answer it for you. And it's something that we could never hope to afford to have in an in-house solution.
Final question. If you only had one piece of advice to dispense to someone thinking about moving to managed services, what would it be?
Just do it, really. Don't get hung up over all these issues, over being able to pat your server on the head before you go home at night. Just get on and do it, because we went through all of those agonies in 10 years ago. They really aren't agonies at all. When you get over the other side of having made that decision, you suddenly discover that you wonder why you're worrying about it.
Thanks, Chris. If you'd like to know more about Chris's services, you can visit his website at www.cannconsultancy.co.uk, and that's Cann, C-A-N-N. If you'd like to know more about eno.net, then you'll find a range of news and resources at our website, www.e-no.net. Until the next time, goodbye.